Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erev and Daf Nun Zayin. We are in the middle of Nun Zayin Omer Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Noisnin Karfif Leir. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds, we apply a Karfif, which is a storage area. We apply it to the city, and that is considered to be part of the actual city. And when we measure the tchum of the city, we begin measuring only outside of that karfif. So this karfif is an area of 70 amas and 2/3 wide. That's considered to be a service area of the city. We consider the boundary of the city as though it extends into that karfif. It's an integral part of the city, and it's not considered as part of the tchum. Rather, the tchum is meant to be calculated beyond that point. That's the sheet of Rameh. How do we get to 70 amas and 2/3? Because that equals the size of the Chatzar Mishkan, the courtyard around the Mishkan, which was base as a Sayim, where you can plant two soft seeds. It was 100 amas by 50. If you square that, you have an area of 70 by 2/3 long and 70 and 2/3 wide. So that was deemed by the Chacham as a properly sized storage area. And according to your mayor, that's applied to any city, and the tchum only begins after that karfif. Chacham hold a single city does not have this privilege. We calculate the tchum from the actual city itself. Now, although a city perhaps needs a karfif for servicing, for storage, but it's not considered to be an integral part of the city. We don't consider it to be a residential part of the city. And therefore, when we count the tchum, we begin from the city itself. And the karfif area is included in the tchum itself. Where then do we apply a karfif? Said Chachamim, it's only applied in the following scenario. When we have a situation of overcrowding, we have two cities situated within very close proximity to each other. The question here is, should we consider them like two cities in terms of establishing independent boundaries for each city, or should we consider them like one continuous entity? We consider them both like one city, and the tchum is only measured beyond. One is allowed to walk through both cities like as though it's only 4 amas, and then 2,000 amas beyond. So when we try to determine whether or not these two cities, both close to each other, are one and the same, or perhaps two separate cities, then we take a look at the space between them. And we take that space and we say, well, is it large enough that we can consider these two cities as separate? Then fine, then the two cities. Otherwise, they're one and the same entity. How do we determine? We apply this concept of karfif. So if the area between them is only large enough to accommodate a storage area for each city, then they're considered to be the same entity, because if their storage areas merge, touch each other, so it's as though both cities are converging on each other. They're sharing the same usage area. So in that case, we consider both cities as the same entity. So only over there do we apply this concept of karfif. But to a single city sitting out in the open, we don't apply the concept of karfif whatsoever. We begin the tchum from the city itself. Let's see inside. It says the Mishnah of Chacham Aymrim, Lo Yomru Karfif, the only time we applied karfif is, you know where? Ela Ben Shtei Ayoris, for the space between two cities. So if the space, the gap, isn't really big enough, it can only accommodate a storage space for this city and a storage area for the other. Im yesh lozu shiv mam v'shirayim, if it only has enough area there to be split, if you split into two, you'll have 70 and 2/3 for this city as a storage area. Ulozu shiv mam v'shirayim, and has enough to grant the other city as well, 70 and 2/3. But no more than that. In that case, the service areas, the karfifs, coming from both cities are converging on each other. In that case, this karfif will merge them together and they'll be considered like one city. So it's only over there that we apply this concept of karfif, meaning the Chacham agreed that a city needs to have a service area. But generally, we don't consider that area to be the same entity as like the city. Integral part of the city. It's only servicing the city. So if we have one city on its own, we begin the tchum from the city itself. The service area of the city is included in the tchum. It's considered to be outside the city. This case is unique. We have two cities next to each other. Since their service areas converge on each other, we consider the cities to be jointly using that area. It's considered to be a joint city, a combined city, and we cannot split the two cities from each other. But if the area between them allows for more than just two service areas, in that case, the cities are considered to be separate entities. Continues the Mishnah, V'chein gimel kfarim ha-mishaloshim. Likewise, if we have three towns next to each other, im yesh ben shnayim ha-chitzoynim, me'av arboim v'achas shlish. If the space between the two outer towns is no more than 141 amma and a third, which is space for two karfifs, each karfif is 70 and two thirds, times two is 141 a third. In that case, we join them together, also emtsoi, the middle town will influence them, and tie them together. Also emtsoi, shloshtan liyaz echad, we'll tie them all together into one big town, one singular entity. I think what will describe for us exactly how this works. Let's see Rashi inside. Three lines from the bottom. It says Rashi Masnisen Noisen Karfel Lir. Kshebo Limdei Tatchumen. When he approaches the city to calculate the territory around the city, Ein Moidedin Machem. You don't begin measuring from the wall itself. Ela Marchek. Ein Amav Shiraim Kichasa Mishkan. You leave 80, 70 plus a bit, which is equal to the dimension of the Chatzar Mishkan. That's considered to be a service area of the city. And only after that does he begin calculating. This is Shita Rame. Chacham say, no, this only applies to an area between two cities. So if the area between the towns is Kuf Mem Aleph Ashlish Amma, 141 a third, which equals Hainu Beis Karfifis, so that makes them into one. Liya is Achas. Now, what are the halachic ramifications of considering it two like or like one? It says Rashi, very simple, because if you have two towns next to each other, and you'd like to take a walk towards the other town and beyond the other town. So if we consider the two towns as two separate entities, so he'll begin calculating his tum as soon as he leaves his town. But if they're both considered to be one and the same entity, so what does he begin calculating? Only once he passes the other town. Says Rashi, Vayotzei lelechas derech haverta chutzalo. So this fellow is taking a walk through the other town and beyond. Moided michoim es haverta beilach. He only begins calculating after the wall, beyond the wall of the second town. So that's the advantage and benefit of combining both cities together. He gets more walking area. V'chein gimel kfar ha-mishloshim far shegemara. The Gemara will describe for us this halach. Continues the Gemara. So Ramey introduced us to the concept of a karfif which is applied to a city. Benana mili. What is the source of this halach? That a city possesses this karfif as part of itself. Amarava da makra. This is the pasuk describing the tchum around the cities of Levim. Mikira ir v'chutza. From the wall of the city and outward. The word v'chutza seems to be extra. Where then are you going to measure the tchum, if not outside the city? So the word v'chutza implies Amra Torah. Torah here is telling us Tein chutza. Grant something out of the city to the city. A courtyard, a service area. This karfif is meant to be applied to the city. That latches onto the city. Then only afterwards you begin calculating the tchum. The municipal boundary of the city is considered as though it's extending into this chutza, into this karfif, and the tchum only begins after that. That's the shita of Rameir. No, we don't apply it to a single city. It's only going to be applied in the case of twin cities. So we're going to take a look at the space in between them and decide, based on this karfif formula, whether or not they're too close to each other and whether or not they're one entity. So we have these two cities. We apply the karfif rule. The question is, how far apart do these cities need to be considered two cities? We apply a karfif rule. One karfif for both cities? Or perhaps two karfifs, since they're two cities? Meaning, do we say, well, since the space between two cities is more than 70 and two-thirds, which is a share of karfif, okay, they're far apart, they're considered two entities, because there's more than just a service space between them. Or perhaps since they're two cities, each city needs its own karfif. And the only way we consider them to be separate entities is if there's more space than required for two karfifs, meaning more than 141 and a third. We have machlekes. Itmar. Rav Huna Amar, Noisnin Karfiv Lezu V'Karfiv Lezu. We play a separate Karfiv for each town. Chia Barav Amar, Karfiv Echel Lishneim. One Karfiv is sufficient to accommodate both towns. So if the space between the towns is more than 72/3, a share of one Karfiv, that detaches the cities from each other, creates two separate entities. So Rav Huna says two Karfivs, Chia Barav says one for both. Tanat, we know Tanat Mishnah, V'chamarim, Loi Amar Karfiv. We only apply the Karfif to a situation of space between two towns. The Mishnah clearly speaks about Karfif, singular, between the two towns. This seems to be a refutation of Huna, who suggests, who holds that you need two Karfif areas between the towns. Rav Huna will respond as follows. My Karfif. What does the Mishnah mean, Karfif? Torah's Karfif. The concept of Karfif, but certainly Karfif Lazu, the Karfif Lazu. Of course, you're meant to apply a Karfif, one Karfif per city. Hachiram Mistavra, I'll prove this to you, Melitani Seifa. Well, the Mishnah proceeds to describe this halacha as follows. So we have the two cities next to each other. Im Yesh Lazu, Ayin Amma Vishirayim. If the space between the cities can only accommodate 80 and a bit for this city. Seven and a bit for the city. Uluzu Amav Shiraim and 70 2/3 for the city. Oisek Karfiv L'shtein Li'Esecha. The Karfiv will fuse the two cities into one. Apparently, you need a Karfiv per city. Shma Mina. This indeed is a raya that you need to apply a separate Karfiv per city. Leima Te'avet Yufta Der Chiba Rav. Shall this be a refutation on Chiba Rav, who maintains only one Karfiv is necessary for both cities? Amalach Chiba Rav, he'll respond as follows. Hamani Rav Meir. This description of the Mishnah is describing Rav Meir's Shita. Rav Meir, he holds even one city gets a Karfiv. Certainly if you have two together, each city deserves its own Karfiv. But according to Chachamim, even when we have two cities next to each other, we only apply one Karfiv for both. Says the Gemara, E Rabbi Meir, if the Mishnah here is following Rabbi Meir, what's the point of discussing it? Hatani Le'Reisha, the Mishnah already discussed it in the beginning. Noisnin Karfiv Le'ir, Devar Rabbi Meir. Even one city gets a Karfiv. So what's the point of repeating it again? Says the Gemara, no. Both portions of the Mishnah are aligned with Rabbi Meir. Tzrich, and both are needed. De'im Yahi. Because if the Mishnah would have only mentioned that first halach, that a city gets a karfif, without mentioning the second one, hav amina, perhaps I would think, chad l'chad. One karfif is applied to a single city, v'chad l'tarti. And likewise, one karfif will be applied to two cities. You wouldn't know otherwise. Kamash malon. That's why the Mishnah needs to go into great detail to teach you the l'tarti t'rei avina. Then we have two cities, we indeed apply two karfifs, one per city. L'tarti t'rei avina lu. So that's why the Mishnah needs to state that halacha of the two towns where each town gets a karfif, to teach you that even in this case where you need to apply two karfifs, you do so. If the Mishnah would have only told us the second halacha, I wouldn't know the first halacha. Why? I would say, Mishum d'tchika tashmishtayu. You know why the towns will get two karfifs? Not because a karfif is considered to be an integral part of a town. Not at all. You know why? Because over here, the d'chikat hashmishtayu, it's a difficult usage situation. There's overcrowding. You have two cities next to each other. So, if the gap between them only allows for service area, for two karfifs, and no more than that, it's 1/41 1/3, and no more than that, it makes things difficult for them. Because a city needs service space, it needs some empty, clear space for beauty, for aesthetic considerations. Rashi calls it Noi Ha'ir, beauty of the city. So just the service area is not sufficient for a city. So specifically in this case, Ramei will hold that if the cities are so close to each other, 1/41 1/3, which can only be split into two karfifs, and no more than that, So all these cities have between them are their respective service areas and no extra clear space for aesthetic, for beauty purposes. In that case, we can't rip them apart. We can't separate two cities. Apparently they're one continuous city. There's not enough space there to regard them as two separate cities. So perhaps that's the basis for this halacha. Aval hasam. But in the case where you have just a single city, sitting out in the middle of nowhere, without any competition, without any overcrowding, they have no difficulties using, meaning this space allows for anything and everything, there's no overcrowding. Perhaps over there, I wouldn't even apply the concept of kashrut whatsoever. Meaning there's room to perhaps think that even Rav Meir agrees that a kashrut is not an integral part of the city. We don't consider the residential domain of the city as though it extends into the Karfif. Not at all. So you have a single city on its own, it will not be granted Karfif privileges. The term begins from the actual city. It's only perhaps in the case where you have two cities next to each other who are crowding each other. In that case, we apply the concept of Karfif. Because Karfif, although it's not an integral part of the city, but it's a usage area serving the city. So if these cities are too close to each other, and don't allow for any extra space other than that usage space, that carpet space, it's not enough for us to consider the cities as separate because the usage areas are converging. But in the case of a single city, perhaps you wouldn't apply that. Therefore, the Mishnah needs to inform you. No, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. No, you stand carefully here. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that a carpet is such an integral part of the city. It's like part of the residential zone of the city itself. And therefore, even a single city gets a karf, unrelated to overcrowding and to claustrophobia. And therefore, the tchum will only you only begin measuring the tchum from outside that karf. Tzricha, that's why the Mishnah needs to teach you both cases, the sefer as well as the resh. So in summary, regarding the concept of a karfif, which is a service, a storage area of 70 amos and two-thirds, according to Rameh, that's applied even to one city, because he considers it to be an integral part of the city itself. You only begin measuring the tchum from outside that area. According to Chachamim, it's not considered to be an integral part of the actual city. It's a service area. It's a storage area which is required for a city, certainly. But it's not considered like the actual city itself, and therefore the tchum begins from the city itself. They only apply to a case where you have two cities next to each other. So the question is, should we consider them as one, or as two separate cities? Then we take a look at the space between them. We apply the concept of karfif. How do we apply the concept of machlekes? According to Rav Huna, we allow for a karfif for each city. Meaning if the space between them only equals a space which provides two storage areas, which is 141 and a third, then the cities are considered to be one and the same entity because their service areas are merging. According to Chiyuv Rav, we only apply a single karfif, even when it's between two cities. Continues the Gemara. So Rav Huna tells us that each town gets a karfif. Tanan, we have a kasha from our Mishnah. V'chein shloisha kfarim hamashiloshan. Mishnah says, if we have three towns lined up, im yesh bein shnayim hachitzoinim, me'a, if the space, the total gaps between the two towns, to the extreme of this lineup, so you have a town on the right, a town in the center, and a town on the left, and there's some spaces in between those towns. So if the total amount of all the spaces between all the towns is no more than 141 and a third, what happens then? So since there's a third town, a town right in the middle, that center town is actually splitting the gap. Right? It takes the space of 141 and a third and splits it into two. Right? Because he's right in the middle. He's intersecting between those towns. So what's the result? This results in a very small gap between the actual towns. So you have only 70 and a third between the right town and the center town. And likewise, between the center and the left, you only have 70 and two thirds, which is a share of a karfif. So although the total area of the all the gaps equals 141 1/3, but since there's an actual town in the middle, that intersects and diminishes the size. It takes it down to the point that you only have a share of a karfif in between the towns. And that's why they're all considered to be one and the same entity. They're all considered to be connected, since there's only a shear of a karfif, a surface area between the towns. Time of the Kim Tsoi. This only works because there's a middle town intersecting, in which case the gap becomes lessened and turns into a shear karfif. Oh, like Kim Tsoi Loi. But otherwise, if you did not have a real town there, then you wouldn't connect the two outer towns. Why? Since the space between them equals a shear of two karfifs, 141 1/3. Chifta Zarafuna. This seems to be a Kashan Rav Huna who tells us that whenever we have two towns next to each other, we apply a double karfif formula. We apply a karfif per town to connect them. The Mishnah here seems to indicate we don't do that. If there's a share of 141, it's too much, even though it's only two karfifs. The only way we connect the towns is due to the fact that there's a third town sitting there, which intersects between the towns, bringing the gap down from 141 to 70. Right, you only have a share of 70 between the actual towns, between the right and the center, between the center and the left, which is a share of a karfif, which allows it to connect the cities, according to Rashi's Chacham. So this is the Kasha Rav Huna, Tzuyos Rav Huna, who tells us that two cities receive one karfif each. Amalach Rav Huna, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. We're not speaking about three towns which are actually lined up. Ha'itmar Allah, haven't we learned the Pshat on this Mishnah? Amar Rab, Amar Avide, Amar Chanin, Loimish Loshin Mamish. They weren't really lined up. Rather, they were situated like a tripod, like a triangle. Have a town to the right, a town to the left, and one all the way out, protruding beyond both towns. The Mishnah here is teaching us a new idea called Rain. We visualize things. Since you have a town to the right and to the left, they envelop that third town. They bring him into the fold. They invite him in between them. And we visualize as though that third town has been brought in, has been relocated and placed in between these two towns. So now we have a lineup, but it's a virtual lineup. Elo Royan, we visualize things. Kol Shilu Matal Amtsay B'nei. If you go ahead and virtually bring that third town in between these two towns, and the result will be that the gap between the towns will only be 141 1/3, which is a share of two karfifs. Meaning, perhaps, currently the space between the town to the right and to the left is very large. But if you would theoretically bring that third town into the fold, it could be a very large sized town. You bring it into the fold, and now you've minimized, you've lessened the gap, and you only have 141 1/3, a share of two karfis, between the right town and this virtual center town, which is right now sitting right between the right and the left. Likewise, you have a space between that center town to the left of 141 1/3. If that happens, you're okay. In accordance with Rav Huna, then we have two towns, we can allow for two karfifs. So actually, the mission is very consistent with my view. Two towns have two karfifs. Eloroin, Kol Sheilu Matal Amtsay B'nei. If you'd go ahead and place that middle town, bring it in between these two towns. Place it right in the center of these two towns. V'yum Shalosh. And this will result in them actually being lined up, virtually lined up. And what would happen? How much space would be left between these two towns, between the right and the center, and the center of the left? V'ein Bein Zeh L'Zeh El Kuf Mem Amo V'Achas U'Shlish. Only 141 1/3. And that's okay. Then they're close enough. This middle one has now formed them onto one configuration, to one entity, like one city. So when the Mishnah says that if the space between the two outer ones is 141 1/3, then you connect them. What the Mishnah really meant was that the space between the right and the left can be very big. Very large space, very large area. But if it allows for this arrangement to be accomplished, if the spaces can accommodate this third town to come right in there. And the resulting situation would be that the actual gap between the right and the center and the center and the left would be 141 and a third. Then they're all tied into one entity, they're all one city. And this is exactly Rav Hunashita, who says that when we have two cities, each one gets a karfif. Therefore, we allow the space between cities to be 141 and a third, and to still consider those cities one and the same. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rav Abaye. We have this tripod configuration, and we go ahead and we virtually transport, relocate that middle town to right in between these two towns. How far apart can they be to still allow us to apply this formula? What is the allowance? How far can this middle town, the one that's all the way out in the distance, be from the town on the right, in order for us to bring him back in? Only a pay mam. It needs to be 2,000 or less, in which case he can access it on Shabbos. That allows it to be considered one and the same entity as the other towns. Since you can go from one to the other without an Erev, it's considered to be close enough. But if it's beyond that, it's too far to be connected to the other towns. You can't allow for this arrangement. So that was Abaye's response. 2,000, no more. Says Rabbi, is that so? V'ho'at with the Amris. Haven't you yourself said, Kavasei de Rava, Brei de Rabba, Barafuna Mistavra? That the Shita of Rava, the son of Rabba Barafuna, is the more logical, rational approach. The Omar Yosima Paimam, who says even more than 2,000 is okay. He's referring to the halacha that we learned on Dafun Hey about the ear Hasuyiki Keshes, the city that was shaped like a bow. In which case, the Gemara tells us we view the space inside that bow as though it's filled with homes, and we run a virtual bowstring from one side of the bow to the other. So the string together with the bow create the outline of a city, and anything within it is city. And the tchum is calculated from the bowstring and beyond. Now the Gemara told us that we must make sure, this was Rav Huna told us, we must make sure the Rosh HaKeshes, the two tips of that bow, aren't situated too far apart to be connected as one. It needs to be within 4,000 amma. The reason was because the tchumen then are converging with each other, the two territories, meaning the tchum of 2,000 coming from one side of the keshes towards the other kesh, towards the other side, and the tchum coming from the other side towards this side, meaning the tchum coming from the right towards the left, the tchum coming from the left towards the right, converge on each other, right? Because they overlap. Only then can we connect the keshes, the two sides as one, and create that bowstring, create an outline to the city. But if the space between the heads of the bow are 4,000 or more, in which case is a separate tchum for each, 2,000 for each, you can no longer connect them. That's number one. Then the Gemara proceeded to discuss another question. What is the allowable distance between the bow itself and the bow string? Let's say the crest of the bow, the middle of the bow, which is far away from that string. How far can it be? And still allow it to be connected to the bow string, and together will form an outline to the city. So we had a shita of Rava, Brei de Rava Barafun, who said, it's irrelevant. Distance is not reckoned with, because even if it's far away, if it's beyond 2,000, and he can't really access the bowstring directly from the keshes, but he still has access to it. How? He can simply walk through the houses of the bow, walk along the keshes, till he gets to the tip of the bow, and then walk onto the bowstring. So as long as he has some form, some way of accessing, even if it's a roundabout way, that's okay. And therefore we can connect them all together. The bowstring and the bows are considered to be outline of the city. So that was the shita, and Abaye concurred with the shita. So Rav is challenging Abaye. You yourself said that even if something is situated beyond 2,000, it can still connect. So why in this case do you insist that middle town, which is situated out in the distance, must be within 2,000 to the other towns in order to be connected and have them all tied together? What's the difference? For Atu the Amris, you yourself said, Kavasei de Rava, Brei de Rava, Rafuna Mistavra, the Amar Yoisim Apai Mama. Even if it's far away, it's more than 2,000, you can still connect it. Says, how do you compare the two things? Hachi Hashta. They're two separate things. How do you equate the two things? Hasam ikabat. You know why I allowed? In that case, because you have homes through which you can walk. I mean, even though the crest of the bow is beyond reach of the bowstring, but that's if you're looking at a direct route, you can go through a circular route. You can walk through the homes and the caches and get to the bowstring in that manner. So as long as you have some sort of access, it can connect to it. Hacha, like a bottom. In contrast to our case, there's no access. There's no homes running between the towns. So since the town is situated beyond the Tum Shabbos, beyond 2000, that precludes access and precludes connection. Let's see Rashi inside, off to the left, about one line up. V'kama, says Rashi, V'kama yehi rochek emtsoy me'en, damrin en royin. How far can the middle one be from the towns and still apply the concept of royin visualization? Alpine, 2000 and no more. Hoye v'yachal lovi mezulazu b'lay erev, amrin en royin. Since he has the ability to travel from one to the other without an erev, that allows us to connect them through royin. Says the more is that so? For atu the amris, you yourself said la'el, gabi ish asu yike keshes, tafilu yesh bin yeser le keshes, yoysim apayim. Even if the distance between the bowstring and the bow itself is more than 2,000, that's okay. Harehi achas, it's considered to be one and the same city. Umoydidin lo min ayeser. The tchum is calculated only from the bowstring and beyond. Says the more is a big difference. Over there you have homes. Ikubatim be keshes. You have homes in the actual rainbow. One who resides in the caches can access the bowstring through walking to the end of the caches, tip of the bow, and then make his way onto the bowstring. In our case, in between the middle and the outer ones, there are no homes, therefore there's no access. So you cannot connect them unless they're situated within 2,000 of each other. Continues the Gemara. Another question. What about the distance between the town to the right, the extreme right, and the town to the extreme left? How far apart can they be to still adopt this formula of visualizing as though the middle town is situated between them, which will connect them one to one? How far? What difference does it make? It can be a million miles apart. The point is still the same. As long as the configuration allows for the middle town to be brought in between them and result in a small gap, small enough gap between the right and the middle and the left and the middle. Which results in the gap between the towns being only 141 and a third and no more. And you're okay. So for instance, you could have towns which are situated 10,000 am apart, right and the left, and you have the middle one, which is very wide, which is 9,000 plus am. And if theoretically it would be brought into the fold, you would transport it over to here and relocate it into between the two towns. That would significantly, drastically lessen the space between them and result in the actual gap between the firm being only this amount of 141 and so, then you're okay. So what's your question? What difference does it make how far apart the towns are? So Rava responded, "Vafilu dal daf mamo." So you mean to say even if the town to the right and to the left have a distance between them of 4,000, which is two territories, two Tchumei Shabbos, I'm really in. So Rava responded, "Yes, certainly. There's no difference." So Ravuna asked him, Ravuna, but didn't Ravuna say, "Ira siyki keshes"? With regards to that halacha of the city, which was shaped like a rainbow, how can we connect the two sides of that bow, provided that they're close enough? Only within 4,000 it works, but otherwise not. Emyesh bein beiz rasha. If the space between both bow heads is pachos marbaras alafim am, less than 4,000, then they connect. Moedid din lomina yasa. Then the keshes with the bowstring combine into the outline of the city, and anything within it is the city, and you calculate the tchum from the bowstring. Vim lav, but if the roshim, the heads of the bow, the keshes, are too far apart, 4,000 or more, they can no longer connect. Moedin lomina keshes. Then they don't connect, they don't create that outline through the bowstring, and we calculate from the built portion only. So we see that we have a limit of 4,000. And it must be less than 4,000 to combine. So how can you combine these two towns, which are situated so much farther apart? Amar leis, Abai responded very simple. Hasam leka lemeimer mali. Over there, you can't apply the concept of mali. Mali means to fill. You can't fill the gap. Hach ikel lemeimer mali. In our case, we can fill the gap. With what? With that third town. Because we visualized as though that third town has been relocated, transported to the space between these two towns. So you fill that gap. So it's irrelevant how much gap there was beforehand. As long as you've now filled it, you're okay. Taisa explains why, in the case of the Keshes, we can't just fill it. We can't view it as though the homes of the bow are filling the area between the heads of the bow. Let's bring down, let's visualize as though those homes have been brought down into the gap. So as it says, the homes and the Keshes won't fit into the bowstring. The Keshes is circular. It occupies more space than the bowstring, which is just a straight line, so it won't fit. Therefore, you can't say Mali. As opposed to here with the Kfar, the small size Kfar, and can fit in between the two outer towns. In this case, we fill it, and we say Mali. Other Rishonim explain that it is common practice to expand towns. So we view it as though the two outer towns were expanded into the middle. It's common practice to expand them. That's the concept of Mali. We view the middle towns as though it's been brought in because it is common to go ahead and expand towns. As opposed to the Keshes, which has a particular shape to it. It's a properly configured town. It's a bow. Nobody's going to tamper with it and start filling up the area with homes. Therefore, over there, we don't apply this concept of Mali. Continues the Gemara. Amale Rav Safra L'Rav. There were two towns. One town was called Akistafon, which was situated next to a town called Ardashir. And the residents of Akistafon would consider themselves as though they're one and the same entity with the other town of Ardashir. And Ardashir likewise regard Akistafon as though it's an extension of their city. So they would allow themselves to walk throughout both towns and then only afterwards begin the Trum. The question is, they weren't so close to each other. They were actually more than 141 and a third apart. Amalei Rav Safra L'Rav, Harei Bnei Akistafon. Why is it that the members, the residents of Akistafon, the Mashchinelu Mitchuma, they calculate the Trum Mahagisa de Ardashir, from the other side of Ardashir. Meaning, they walk through their town, they go into the next town, and when they're holding at the end of that town, they begin their Trum. And likewise, the other people, Ubnei de Ardashir, Mashchinelu Tchuma, they calculated Tchum, Magi said Akistafon, from this side of Akistafon. How can they connect themselves? Ha'ika Diglas, don't we have the river Diglas Chidekel, the Mafsakot, that separates between two towns, Yasser mi Meiv Arboim Vachas Shlish, more than two Karfei fourths, 141 a third. So how can they connect the two towns? At most, you can have as 141 a third. Here you have more. So Rava responded, Nafak Achvile, he went out and showed him, Hanach Atmahasa the Shura. The structural remnants, the Mivli Bediglas, which were swallowed in Diglas, meaning they were flooded over or whatever inside this river, and they were still considered proper dwellings, they have a din of a base dira. And they were situated in between the two towns, Ba'ain Amavishiraim. Within 70 and 2/3 amma of the town. So you had one town on one side, and you had these remnants, these structural remnants, lined up like a chain between one town and the other, and they were all situated within proximity to each other, within 70 amma to each other. This formed a continuous chain, which connected both towns to each other, and allowed them to consider both towns like one and the same entity. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began by discussing the concept of a karfif, a storage area, a service area which is outside the city. Ramea says, it is an integral part of the city, and you only begin counting the tchum from outside that area. Chumsei doesn't apply to a single city. Certainly it's a service area of the city, but it's not the actual city itself. We only apply this concept when we have overcrowding, we have two cities next to each other. and we're trying to determine whether they're considered to be one continuous city or two separate entities, then we apply the Karfeif rule. How do we apply it? Rav Huna says, we have to allow enough space for a Karfeif for either city, meaning a total of 141 and a third. If it's within that amount, the cities connect. Chibar Rav says, only one Karfeif space is applied even to two cities. We discussed the case of the three towns, which are situated like a tripod, in which case we visualize as though that third town has been brought into the fold, invited to the space between the two towns, and if the space right now, currently, would be 141 a third or less, then we regard all the three towns as though they're one single entity. And the Gemara concluded with the story of these two towns who considered themselves to be one continuous entity due to the fact that there was a chain of structural remnants stretching from one town to the other.